Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. As far as the calendar is concerned, spring is officially the 21st of March. But it's the middle of April now, and in Rossville, as in many other places, the trees and bushes are just beginning to show the first pale green of spring. And with the first signs of spring, last-minute work is rushed on the Lang Williams farm.
It does, though, Freddy. That engine doesn't sound too healthy.
Just one little turn of this here so we can get the right mix, and I guess it's going to be... Yeah, I think I overdid it. How's that?
Sounds good.
Well, wait till I gun her up just a little. Purrs like a kitten, huh?
What'd you say?
I said it purrs like a kitten, doesn't it?
I can't hear you.
I can't yell any louder. Wait a minute. There, now can you hear me? I said it purrs like a kitten.
I'm glad she purrs like a kitten, Freddy, but will she run like a tractor?
Will she run, Mr. Williams? Why, she'll run from here to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and back again.
As long as she'll run from one end of the North Quarter and back again till we have the whole quarter plowed, I'll be satisfied.
Well, I think she's going to run all spring, through planting time and into the harvest time, too, Mr. Williams.
Well, I hope you're right. Harvest time will be here sooner than we think.
Hey, listen here, Mr. Williams. We haven't even started planting yet. Let's not reap before we sow. Hey, did that come out of me?
Yes. What have you been reading lately?
Oh, I've been reading a couple books. One I didn't like so much. It was all love stuff and no story at all. But I'm reading a heck of a book right now. I fell asleep trying to finish it last night. It was Nora Saw at me this morning. She said she saw my light on awful late.
Oh, say, by the way, Freddy, I'm glad you mentioned Nora. I've got to figure out something for her birthday.
Huh? Her birthday? When's that?
Just a little over 3 weeks from now. This is what day in April?
Let's see. Saturday was the 12th. That makes... Today's the 14th.
14th. Mm-hmm. Nora's birthday's the 7th of May.
7th of May, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, look, that isn't so very far off at all. 3 weeks and... Let's see now, 3 weeks, 3 weeks and 2 days.
Mm. She'll be 18. My little girl, 18. I can hardly believe it.
Say, Mr. Williams, Nora showed me a picture of her ma the other night. And you know, Nora sort of looks like her, doesn't she?
Too much like her at times, son. I almost want to call her by her mother's name. She has so many of her mother's ways, too. Her walk, way she holds her head, the movement of her hands.
The giggle?
Even the giggle, Freddy. Even that.
Well, I guess you don't much blame me then for feeling the way I do about your daughter, do you?
Blame you? How can I? More than 20 years ago, I fell in love with and married a girl exactly like her.
More than 20 years ago, huh? Let's see, were you about 22 when you married Nora's mother?
Just a little over 21, Freddy, and Nora's mother was 20. A few weeks short of it.
Sort of young for both of you, wasn't it?
Very young, Freddy.
Well, you wouldn't say too young.
No, no, Freddie, I wouldn't. We loved each other, and we know it. And as it turned out, we did the right thing by marrying when we did.
You mean on account of, that she died?
Yes. We'd waited till we were a little older, our lives together would have been that much more brief.
Oh.
Nora was born when we'd been married about 3.5 years. Then when Nora was 6, her mother passed away. But that's not anything to think about when there's a lot of work to do.
Well, look, Mr. Williams, can we loaf just a few minutes longer? I want to ask you something about Nora's birthday and all about how she'll be 18 and all that.
What do you mean, how she'll be 18?
Well, I mean that, well, how will her being 18 settle with you? Besides making it, well, that you feel kind of old. I mean that, well, really what I mean is, I think they say that a girl is old enough to sort of step out for herself when she's 18. Or do you figure that she's got to be 21 years old like a guy?
Why don't you come right out and say it, son? You don't have to be afraid of me.
Well, I'm sort of afraid of what I want to say, Mr. Williams. See, I've been thinking how I was going to ask you someday when I thought that maybe you figured Nora was old enough, but I didn't count on her being old enough so soon.
Well, son, this isn't anything that has to be rushed. You and Nora both have years ahead of you.
Oh, now, look, don't get me wrong, Mr. Williams. I'm not trying to back out or anything. It's just that, well, this has all come along so suddenly, and I don't have what I want to say all worked out yet, and oh, heck, Mr. Williams, you know what I want to know. Do you think a dame is old enough to get married when she's 18, huh?
Why, yes, Freddie, if she's old enough to have found a man who wants to marry her.
Well, Nora didn't find me. I found her.
You really want to marry her, son?
Well, I sure wouldn't go through the beating it's taken to ask you if I didn't, Mr. Williams.
Well, don't you think you're asking the wrong person? It's Nora who has to say yes.
Yeah, I know about that, but I always thought that a guy had to ask the dame's father first.
It's a good idea to get parental approval, son. It makes it easier for everyone considered. And you have mine.
You mean it's okay, then?
You know it. You know it before you ask. When are you going to ask her? Or am I getting a little too anxious now?
Well, her birthday's only 3 weeks off. How about if I ask her then?
That sounds as if it might be a good time for it.
I tell you what, Mr. Williams, Nora hasn't said anything about it being her birthday next month yet, so maybe she's not expecting a party or anything like that.
Yeah, we haven't had a party for her birthday in several years, but it wasn't because we didn't want one.
Well, look, this is going to be a party to make up for all the parties she's missed. I'll get Gibbsy to toss one at her house, and we'll have everybody in. Everybody we can think of. And then when the party's over, then I'll Oh, gosh.
What's the matter, Freddie?
Well, I was just going to say that after the party, I'd kind of like to ask her to marry me. You know, sort of surprise her after she thinks all the excitement is over.
What's wrong with that?
I was just thinking, Mr. Williams, what if she doesn't want to marry me?
That's the thought that pops into the head of every man about to ask his sweetheart to marry him.
Well, I don't think that's so funny.
Don't worry about it, Freddie. I have an idea Nora's as ready to marry you as you are anxious to marry her. Ask her and see if I'm not right.
And so I thought if it wasn't going to put you out too much, you know, with Mr. Billing sick and all that, I thought maybe it'd be a swell idea to sort of give Nora a surprise party. Well, what do you think, Gibbsy?
Oh, Freddie, I think it's a wonderful idea.
You're sure not, Gibbsy? I know you got enough trouble as it is.
No, it won't be any trouble, Freddie. Anyway, I've been looking for an excuse to do something for Nora. She's done so much for us, I think it's about time we did something for her.
Oh, I knew you'd want to do it, Gibbsy. I just knew it. Now, look, we can have a party right here, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can get Mr. B in on it, too. Oh, he's going to be downstairs by then.
Yes, by sometime next week, Freddie. Oh, it'll be fun, and it'll do Jed a world of good. Now, let's see who will invite.
Now, look, Gibbsy, look, it doesn't have to be a big party. Just a small one, you know, with a couple extra people in.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Prof, Mr. Keith, and this Barry Carlton guy, if you want him along. And, of course, then there's going to be Mr. Williams and Mrs.
Listen,
B.
Listen, will
and
you
I
leave
think
that part of it to me? I know the kind of party she'd like.
Well, look, let's keep it a secret from her, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And we'll buy the cake, Freddie, instead of making it.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Gibbsy. The cost of this little shindig is going to be on me.
Oh, now, Freddie,
no, Gibbsy, I'm footing the bill. It's enough for you to turn the house upside down
Freddie.
For this party without
oh,
I got...
Oh, golly, that's Jed. Excuse me,
yeah,
Freddie.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Just a minute, Jed, I'm coming.
And, Gibbsy, if there's anything I can get him, yell down the stairs, will you?
Yes, Freddie, I will. Thank you. What is it, Jed? Something wrong?
No, child. That is nothing serious. I I just felt, well, it's nothing. I'm lonesome, I guess.
Darling, you have been left alone all afternoon, haven't you?
Well, can't expect this household to sit in here and play patty cake with me in three-hour shifts. Guess I was lonesome because I stopped reading and began to think.
Well, you shouldn't think the things you are thinking.
Yes, I know I shouldn't. And I won't when I get used to the idea of dividing my time between this bed and that infernal wheelchair, but I'm not used to the idea yet.
Of course not, Jed. It will take time. Maybe a lot of time.
Maybe forever, or for as long as it takes me to walk again.
Well, then you admit you're going to walk again,
I don't, when I think of what Dr. Ryan told me.
Oh, darling, listen, he told me the same thing, and I have just as much hope as ever.
Now, that can be taken two ways, depending on how much hope you had in the beginning.
I had all the hope in the world, Jed.
All the hope in the world, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Penny, I know why I love you so much. All the medical men in the world haven't been able to determine what to do about a fella when this happens to him. And yet you insist on having all the hope in the world.
Well, I believe in progress, don't you?
Yes,
and if you do believe in progress, then you have no argument, no right to say that you won't get well. Didn't Dr. Ryan say that one of these days they'll find a way to cure you?
He did, but he didn't name the day. Saying one of these days is like saying something between the years 3,000 and 4,000. And I don't want to make Methuselah mad by living longer than he did.
Jed, I'm glad you haven't lost your sense of humor.
It's my legs that need doctoring, not the rest of me.
They will be doctored, and successfully, Jed. And then you and I are going to the casino and dance to the hottest music in Rossville.
You think I won't take you up on that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you got...
What's it?
Nothing.
No, what's wrong? You don't say there isn't something wrong, because I know by your face there is.
You know what the trouble is, Penny. All this talk about going to a dance. I'm not fooling you. I'm not even fooling myself.
No, I guess you aren't. But don't you think maybe it'd be smart if you tried?
Tried fooling myself? Why?
Because a great deal of good can come from it, Jed.
Fooling myself won't make me well again,
No,
child.
It won't, but, Jed, they say that if you think things hard enough and long enough and believe in what you think, that it doesn't matter whether they come true or not. You think they will. You know they will. And then if you do, you're a lot happier.
Yes, Penny, you're right. There's nothing but truth in what you're saying. But there was truth in what Dr. Ryan was saying, too. And that truth is that I'll never walk again. So I have nothing to look forward to but that.
Will Jed Billings continue to suffer mentally because he's confined to a wheelchair? Or will Penny find some way to show him that he still has opportunity ahead of him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone. Yes, you get choice cuts only, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Heart in Harmony.